All right, here we are, the first ever episode of The Call Up with Kid Jen. This is when I will be bringing in wild prospects, high school prospects, former players, current players, whatever we want to talk about, just the game of hockey and how they are doing as human beings, because that's important. So on the first ever episode, I want to introduce everybody here to Sam Henches of St. Cloud State University. I've known this kid for a little bit here. We got to know each other through the draft in 2018 when it was in Dallas. He wasn't there, but that's how we connected. And I couldn't think of a better guest to have as the first episode of my show. So, Sammy, how are you doing? Introduce the world to yourself.
Good. Thanks for having me. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a solid just, you know, hockey intro right there. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. what else am I supposed to say?
For those of you that don't know, Sam is a good Minnesota boy. He's right here chirping. He knows the lingo and whatnot. He's just sitting there relaxed right now with his cap on. But basically, I mean, let's not kind of sit around and do this. Like, dude, you're an Olympian. What the fuck? Like, what the hell? What was your first like reaction?
I felt like it was a dream. Didn't feel real. It was like something I obviously grew up wanting to be, watching Miracle. Like all of our friends, like all my friends and I would watch that movie. Just like, wow, it's like, you just feel like it's something that you can't achieve just because it's such a high goal and accomplishment. But luckily I got the call, and first thing I did was call my dad and my mom, and they couldn't believe it. They were so excited for me, and it just felt like a dream come true.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Especially for you, who's gone through just a ton of adversity, especially with injuries and whatnot. And we can get into that a little bit later here. But so when you hear that the NHL players aren't going to the Olympics, like what going through your mind, are you like, maybe it's a possibility, maybe not, maybe it took until you heard that Larson was going, your coach? Did you ever have any hunch until you got that phone call? I know we were having some texts back and forth, but
not really, honestly, just because I was hurt for so long. I got injured. I had an upper body and lower body injury the first half of the year, and we all thought like the NHL was going finally, because when's the last time they went? 2014, right?
Yeah, I believe Vancouver, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it Vancouver?
Or is that...
That was 2010, I thought. Dude, Sochi, like, or South... Is that right?
The Sochi. Yeah, it must have been. Here, let's fact check that here. Unless you know that for sure.
Yeah, it was Sochi with Oshie.
Yeah, okay. Oshie.
Perfect. So damn, holy shit. Yeah, it's been a minute. So just going back to that too, like how do you think someone was like prank calling you? Because I know that you got a good draft story of like, you know, I forget what it was. So can you tell us the draft story again? What you were doing when you got drafted by the Wild in the seventh round in 2018?
I was sleeping on the couch downstairs just because I was injured then too for most of the year, and I didn't think I was going to get drafted. And I woke up and I forgot who texted me. Someone texted me. He's like, congrats. I was like, I didn't know what it was. And got a call.
You're like, for sleeping? Thanks.
Yeah. I didn't know what it was. I was watching for a little bit, seeing like some other kids I played with and telling them congrats, and went to sleep and woke up and I was drafted.
So then what phone call was better?
Different for sure. Different parts of career. A little
good answer.
Older, but,
good answer.
But it's both were dreams come true.
For sure. So I think the natural kind of question too is like, I mean, you're going to be going to Beijing. I'm assuming you've never been to China before.
No, I haven't. It's going to be for sure experience just going to China, let alone playing there. But yeah, like totally different culture too. And I'm excited to see it.
For sure. So when are you guys leaving then? I don't know if you're allowed to say that or not, but end of the month, right?
Yeah, end of the month. And then okay. We fly up to Beijing in February, but then we get some practices in and then we're playing.
Have you talked to any of the guys?
Obviously Purby. Then we've had like a few Zoom calls, and then I know Nathan Smith and Noah Cates a little bit. So
okay. So no like team Zooms or anything like that quite yet?
we've had team Zooms, but it was just like informational stuff.
Okay.
To talk and meet each other, but I bet you we will soon. If not, it doesn't take long to know someone once you're in the locker room.
Right. So a week ago, you were just a student drafted by the Wild, playing at UMD. A week later here, fast forward, you're an Olympian. Like, what has anything changed for you? Like, you know, even mentally, or like, you know, you walking around like, I'm the fucking man now, or what?
No, it's just, it doesn't change the player you are. It just like doesn't change who I am. Same thing. I just want to be the best player I can be for St. Cloud. Every practice and every game, more importantly, we have a game versus Miami, and that's what I'm focused on.
God, you're so media trained, man. That was a solid answer. So I just want to like touch into it a little bit with a family standpoint. So like, have you gotten to celebrate with them yet?
No, just because I had we had COVID problems.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, and so I've kind of been up here. Just we've been fighting that off, and just we've been having a bunch of practices, so I haven't been able to celebrate. Obviously, I've called them. Had like lunch with them, but nothing really too special. Just still hasn't really hit me yet. Probably
what about what about the teammates? I know you're around them all the time. Did they give you a nice little champagne shower or anything? Or
no, they were more excited for Purby and I than we were.
So okay,
it was really, it's like we're a big family up here, and mm-hmm. when Larson out to the team, they were so excited.
Absolutely. And you put a perfect segue into what I want to chat about a little bit here. So, you know, I'm a little bit familiar with the St. Cloud area, maybe not as much during the daytime, but the nighttime for sure. You know, a couple of years ago when you were a freshman running around campus, but that culture there that they built, it just seems like such a family environment. You know, you go around, everybody's taking care of everybody. Has that changed at all? Is it gotten better? Is it like, or is it still just that same group there of core people? Because I know that when I was there, you guys were freshmen. Now you're the seniors. Now you're the people there that are, you know, leading and whatnot. You and Brodzinski and Renick, I believe, is an overager now. And, you know, all those guys. So is it the same kind of atmosphere there? And how's that been going from a young, wide-eyed kid, you know, to a leader of the team?
Yeah, for sure. I think when I came in, I was young. And, like, the older guys, they took me under their wing, showing me the way, like Robbie Jackson did, and all the older guys.
What a name pull.
Yeah, Robbie, I have to. He was my – I stayed with him on all the road trips. He was my roommate on the road, but I think that's something that
was. Oh, I heard plenty of stories, buddy.
What makes us like a special team is like we're such a family. We all care about each other. And at the end of the day, that's what, like, we come here to win, but we also leave with lifelong friends. I feel like that's something that we all take pride into as you get older. When you get here, you don't really notice those things as much. But as you get older, you start doing the little things that matter.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's like the biggest vibe that I got there when I went to the U of M, and, you know, sometimes, you know, politics and whatnot can get in the way when you're down there. You know, it's who do you know? My dad's this person, whatever, whatever. But St. Cloud, it's literally just everyone takes care of everyone. It's a beautiful place, you know, beautiful city for the most part. I want to talk a little bit too about kind of just how you've matured as a player, because unfortunately, like we were saying before, you seem to just find some stupid little fucking injury every year. Like something always comes up and it's just something, and you always have a smile on your face, and you know, you take it, you go out there, you make changes, you do what you have to do, and then you get back and you just produce. Every time you're there, you produce. So how have you matured as a person in your 4 years there at St. Cloud? And do you think you're a better prospect because of it?
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm just a lot more grateful every time I get to lace up the skates. I've had some surgeries and some other injuries that made me miss games, made me miss whole summers of training, which is tough, obviously. It's really tough mentally. But the more you go through it, the more used to it you get. You start doing the little things. And I think that's really helped my game too, just I feel like I'm a lot more consistent than I used to be when I was younger. Obviously, I think that's as maturing as a person too. It's like you just realize that some things can be taken away from you really, really quickly. And luckily for me, the injuries haven't really impacted me after I've had surgery. Like, I'm completely healthy now. And I think this like helped me like as a person and a player too.
Good, good. I love to hear that, man. I can just see it in the way that you talk and stuff and everything too. So it seems like you're in a pretty good place with that and whatnot. And I feel like it's probably pretty hard to be in a bad spot when you know you're heading to the Olympics in about a week, week and a half or so. Let's talk about the Minnesota Wild, right? Your hometown kid, obviously this is your team you've watched growing up and whatnot. Does it make you excited as a prospect and potentially joining the team after this year, depending what happens, to see the culture shift that has happened? So when you got drafted, you know, it was Parise, Suter, it was kind of this old regime, did all that. And now it's just this young, fun, exciting team with a bunch of young players. Does that like ignite a fire inside of you as a player too? Cause I'm sure you want to be a part of it at some point.
Yeah, for sure. I want to play for the Wild. It's like been a dream of mine since I've been a kid, just growing up watching them. But I think for sure, just all like the excitement around the team, I feel like that's been a really big change. Like everyone, you could tell like the media and all the fans are so excited for the young guys, and hopefully I'll be able to play for them one day.
So what's the regime change like for you? So I know you were pretty close with Fenton. He went to a ton of your games. That's when I was frequently around St. Cloud. And you loved him. You guys had a good relationship. And then Bill Guerin comes in. Have you gotten a chance to meet him yet?
I mostly work with Matt Hendricks and Brad Brown here, and I have really good relationships with them. I talk to them all the time, and they've helped me tremendously throughout the years, and I'm excited for my future, but at the same time, I haven't really thought about it. I've been really focused on helping St. Cloud win games and in the end win a national championship because we fell short last year.
Yeah, unfortunately. So I didn't even really put two and two together, but Hendricks is probably around there frequently, right? He's like one of the biggest alumni that there is at St. Cloud. Didn't he? Yeah. Is he not the one that put that whole new gym into place down there and whatnot?
Is it? I don't know, honestly, but it's
I thought he had a part of it. I mean, we'll have to see. Maybe
him and Matt Cullen are for sure the biggest. I might be someone, so I don't want anyone mad at me, but.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely, like, yeah. Maybe I'll hit up some pro players like Patrick Newell and Robbie Jackson and see if they know anything.
Yeah, let me know. And Hedekin, too. Hedekin, he won a few cups, too. He's a really big alumni.
For sure. For sure. So how you been doing as a person, Sam? How you been just chilling, like is it hockey? Like, I know you're a big Playboy Cardi guy, or at least you used to be. What are you like listening to? What are you watching?
I don't really watch TV, but like this fall I went hunting a bunch because I was injured. And
sure.
I could do that at least. So I got out there, and which is nice in a way. Obviously I'd rather be playing, but I barely get to hunt now. So I went with Easton Bradzinski and Luke Jaycox a bunch, and there's always stories with that.
Oh, absolutely. I know that. I mean, it seems like every single time Easton's out there, he's just like every weekend he's out there fishing or doing something outdoorsy.
Yeah, he posts all the stuff he catches and kills, so it looks like he's doing a lot.
I love that. So you're just a humble fisherman and hunter?
Yeah, I just don't post it a bunch, but
yeah,
I'm all right. I can, if I just go out enough, so I'm bound to catch something eventually.
So I kind of want to ask you about that, because we've seen just ever changing like atmospheres and whatnot and worlds inside of social media. You never really know like what's real or not. For you as a person and people talking about players and prospects more and more online, and it's, you know, some egghead from North Branch, you know, who's at the pizza pub six beers deep, can chirp the shit out of you online, and you see that, and you know, it can affect you in ways. Have you had to stray away from social media, or do you have a good relationship with it? And is it easy for you to kind of do that? Because I know it's got to suck sometimes to see all these, you know, like blue collar workers that are just chirping the shit out of you when you're, you know, 22, 23 years old.
Yeah. That's why I don't have Twitter anymore.
Okay.
I just like stay away from it all.
Yep.
Like, doesn't impact me. What they say doesn't impact me as a person or a player. They don't know me, but they obviously have the right to their own opinion, and sometimes they're, I don't think they're right. So I just stay away from it. Like, it's not going to benefit anyone if I say something back to them. It's not going to change their opinion about me. So just stay away from it all.
Have you ever wanted to, like, the inside was just burning?
Not too much. I just know, okay, like, a lot of times they just want a reaction.
Yep.
But I just know, like, in the end, it's not going to do anything positive for me. So there's no need.
Good, man. That's good for you. It's so funny because, you know, like the people like that, they talk and it's easy and whatnot. And then I don't know if you've seen lately, but Brad Marchand has been making his ways around, you know, the social media world. So yeah. What's your opinion on that? Do you think it's pretty funny?
Yeah, I think it's really funny just because people get so mad at him, but he's obviously earned that right too. Like, that's how good of a player he is. What, one or two Stanley Cups? One?
Right? Man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, what was it?
2011? Yeah, I think it's just one. 2011. Yeah.
But gold medal too? Or like the World Cup? Didn't he play in the World Cup too? He has a resume to back it all up too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sam, we're U.S. We're not Canadian here, so I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God. But he's kind of a little different boat, but I think it's really funny. People get so mad at him. And I think it's kind of his personality, too. I don't know him. But
yeah. Oh, you don't know him? You're not buddies with him?
No, but it's just like, he loves getting under people's skin, and people get so mad at him.
And, oh, it looks like Dev did let us know here. Marchand has a gold medal in juniors, the Worlds, and the World Cup. So add that to his Stanley Cup total. Jesus.
Yeah.
So yeah, the rat's all right. He's doing all right. That Lamborghini to
Prius.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Like, I have enough zeros in my bank account or something.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. He's been on fire. That's right. So you are paying attention to that stuff though.
I see it like on like we have like a group.
Here we go. Dev again. I got plenty of commas pigeon.
Yeah.
There we go.
And we send that all in. We laugh so hard because it takes, if you send that, you have to be ready for all the people that's ripping into you.
For sure.
Laughs.
So let's talk about your year. You've come back and you've produced in pretty much just about every game you've been in. How do you feel as a player? I mean, my eyes, my scout eyes, just, you know, someone that has followed you for a while now, I see a super, you know, fast, agile player that is a two-way guy, can play in any situation. Is that kind of how you feel your game is at right now? Like, do you think you're a complete two-way forward?
Yeah, I think so. I've really worked hard on that. I feel like coming into college, that's something. I feel like when you're growing up, you take defensive and you're like responsibilities a little lighter, but getting into the next level, I think that's like the biggest thing when I'm playing pro guys is they don't really have any holes in their games. They're all good at defending. They're always in the right spots. And I feel like that's something I can continue to work on, but I feel like I've made huge leaps and strides in that aspect of my game.
I was going to say, so when the prospect world and you get these geeks, you know, like looking and watching at you and talking stuff about you that they probably don't know, they see all of the goals, right? Like, that's the one thing everyone sees is like, oh, he did something good. Let's like, that's what he's like all the time. I don't think a lot of people understand how good you are on the back check and how much you take pride in that part of your game. It's something that I've just marveled at is, you know, you have a chance going forward at the goal. You're the first one coming back. Like, you're busting your ass. You're busting your tail. When did you kind of learn that trait, or has that always been kind of a part of your game?
My dad. Okay. He was my coach growing up, and he was always big on that. Like
he's getting on you.
Yeah, and all of us, which is good too. I feel like that's one of the most important things, like for your team to win. Like a lot of the things that most important don't show up on a stat sheet, and I feel like that's obviously not every game you're going to get a goal or assist, but that's something you can impact the game with. You just have to figure out ways how you can help your team win, and it doesn't have to be scoring. It can just be generating chances, kicking, like hitting people, or like not even hitting them, just getting in their way, so it makes it easier for your teammates, breaking up chances they have, being good defensively. I feel like I've taken a lot of strides in that area too.
Good. Do you think that's maybe why USA Hockey kind of targeted you? Maybe you can play in those kind of situations there for them and they can use you in any situation?
Hopefully, but you know how that goes. I feel like I'm confident in those situations, and I think I don't know how to explain this one sec. Yeah. Like,
how the fuck do I gas myself up without gassing myself up?
Yeah, I feel like just something you just have to take pride into, like the little things, because especially at that level, you're not going to score every game. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get assists. You have to impact the game positively. You just have to figure out your role.
Absolutely.
Be the best, because not everyone can be the goal scorer. Not everyone can have 100 points. But the guys that take pride in the defensive zone, eating up minutes, are valuable too.
Yeah, shit. I mean, look at, man, Patty Maroon, three cups in a row, I believe. Like that's unbelievable. How's the sauna treating you? You still hitting that?
Cold tubs now.
Cold tubs?
Cold tubs, and like we have a warm tub, so contrast. So 3 minutes in the cold tub, 2 minutes in the warm tub, 3, 2, 3, and then I'm done.
Holy shit. Wow, yeah, things have changed. Back when I was around there, it was the sauna after a weekend out. And you know, you go out on the ice and you kind of just sweat it out, but man, you really got a routine there. Do you know what what kind of hollow you're skating on or what stick you're using or no?
5/8 hollow and
wow. Oh, he's got to look it up. He doesn't know.
No, because it's painted differently, but it's been good to me so far. So
are you, you're probably, I know last time, I saw what you're using, it was a jet speed. I think it was either the FT1 or the FT2.
It's the FT4 paint job with the, what are the other CCM sticks?
Are you using a TAX?
Yeah. The new TAC with the jet speed FT4. Paint.
So that's why you guys use that paint job then, just because it matches?
No, you can use that. I just do it just to match, but you can use whatever job you want.
So let's get into that then. So like going into every season, does your equipment manager hit you up and be like, yo, what do you want?
Yeah, we have like reps from CCM come in, and then we have first skates. First skates we can wear whatever we want, but I just use Supreme, like 2S Pros, I think.
Sure, yeah. You got the fat tongue on there too?
No, I have the Vapor Tongue because it's more flexible.
Okay. So with like the equipment and whatnot, I know because the few times Lizzo, Blake Lazat came in and I sharpened his skates and whatnot back when I was working at Letterman, the Kings are big on those shop lockers. Do you guys have those on your skates too?
We can. I don't use them though.
You don't use them?
No, I just feel like they're too blocky.
For sure. Are you a tongue in or tongue out guy?
I don't put my shin pads over the tongue, but I put my socks over it.
Okay, so a little bit of both.
The thing I do is I don't use clear tape.
You don't use clear tape. You do zero sock tape.
Zero sock tape.
Wow, you're psycho.
Why? I just don't like it. It's just too tight on my legs.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Whatever works for you, it's clearly working. You guys are CCM, right? Like CCM everything.
CCM everything besides skates.
Besides skates. Okay, that makes sense. Do you get like demos and whatnot, or are you just like kind of like, give me whatever you think I should be using?
And it's just like what you want. We don't get demos, but you kind of, I mean, everyone from the USHL on our team. I mean, it changed after us, but we all use CCM sticks. Okay. So it's easy for us, but I think they're Bauer now. Is that correct?
I don't know. Easton, is that what you said?
The USHL?
I don't know what the USHL is.
I think they're Bauer now, but we are CCM. Yeah, okay. They're Bauer now.
Okay, interesting.
But I like the sticks. I was a Bauer person growing up, but
just want to confirm it is Bauer.
Okay, it is Bauer. Perfect. Dev's got us unlock here. All right, so let's see, man. Jeez, there's just so, I mean, I could talk to you all night here about just random, you know, shit and all that. I mean, what is there anything like you want people to know about you that they don't already know? Like, is there a fun little weird fact or quirk about you? I know you're a weird dude, but
I don't know, just kind of a normal 22-year-old person.
22?
Like, yeah, 22 now. I was 18 when I first met you.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. It's crazy how much, I mean, especially in your world too, right? Like, you don't get the normal college treatment. Like you deal with COVID for over half of your, you know, collegiate career. Like, are you used to that by now?
Yeah, I mean, it's just normal now.
So
it was difficult just because it's hard no matter what. It's hard to play without fans, but
yeah,
I feel like the fans just make it a totally different game.
How's the testing situation? Do you guys get tested daily? Because I know the NHL, it's you know, the antigen rapid tests pretty much every day. Is it different in college?
Yeah, it's different because we're all vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Like, our whole team's vaccinated, so we don't have to test as much. But like last year, we were getting tested every day. Playoffs every day, the bubble every day. So it was like nonstop.
Okay.
And it was always nerve wracking when we got to like the Frozen Four national championship, like NCAA playoffs. It was like, you're always nervous. Like, even though we're in a bubble, like for like 3 months, we could only see people on our team. We couldn't see friends or family, but you're always still nervous because you don't want to be that guy that gets the season canceled.
Right. God. Yeah. You guys got it. Insane, like all that anxiety and stuff that you got to deal with and whatnot. When you like growing up and stuff, are you a person that has a lot of like anxiety like built inside of you? Have you like had to learn how to like kind of cope with that, or is that something that you can kind of just like put to the side, like the mental health part of the game?
Luckily for me, I'm not smart enough to anxiety, so I never had problems. No, I mean, like, you just like, I just figured out, like, you can't control most stuff. Just worry about the things you can and just work your hardest. And I feel like that works for me. It sometimes doesn't work for other people, but that's kind of my recipe, is just show up every day and work your absolute hardest. And if it's meant to be, it'll be. If not, it's not. And that's how I kind of go through life too. Like, always work my hardest, do my best, and have a good attitude. And if it doesn't work, it's not in the shuffle of cards. Not the deck of cards.
Yeah, man. I know you've fucking, geez, you work your ass off every single summer. I mean, I get to, you know, see you probably, you know, at least once or twice every summer and whatnot, just to meet up and kind of chirp and chop the shit up. But what do you guys have someone to go to then if you have like a bad day or you don't know who to talk to? Like, is there like a mental health like person there at St. Cloud, or is it more so just leaning on the boys?
There's stuff through the team, and then we have a person come through and give us, like, comes to the team, gives us like a speech, gives us his number.
Okay.
And it's like, I'll never tell anyone, you can call me if you have any issues. And so that helps the boys too, just because sometimes, like, I feel like there's people that don't want other people to know, and I respect that too, but you just want everyone to get help if they need it. That's the biggest thing. You don't want it, like, you don't want any stigma around mental health. It's just like, if you have a mental health illness, it's the same as me if I broke my leg per se.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. And I think that's kind of a cool trend that has been moving forward here in just the hockey world. And why it was always, you know, like, you know, like, shut the fuck up, pussy. Like, you just got to deal with it. Like, you got feelings, like, what? Like, that does, you know, like, that doesn't matter. So it's encouraging to hear that they're even producing that at the college level too. Especially, you know, just in a masculine sport and whatnot. So, that's really awesome to hear. And I think, essentially, like, going back to just the whole school part of it too, what the hell are you graduating with? Like, what do you, what's your goals for? And what, I know that I heard some rumblings a little earlier, but
finance, doing finance.
Okay. So you're like P Newsy.
Yep. Get my degree and have something to fall back onto.
And that's something that I feel like not a lot of people know about you. You take pride in your schoolwork, man. You love to, you know, just make sure that you got everything cooking and you know, your family's proud of you. So, if you don't know that about Sammy, everyone, he takes hella pride in the schoolwork. So,
yeah, for sure. I think it's like something important everyone should do. And it's always good to, give the boys a little shit too. If they're not doing well in school.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can do it. If I can do it, you for sure can.
Yeah. I
like,
can't imagine being the person that you're grilling.
Like, take a little more pride in it, but I don't know. I think that's something my family puts a lot of importance into.
Good.
Like, getting good grades, because you never know. Like, I've been through injuries, so I know anything can happen. It could be last time tying up the skates, so you have to have something to fall back onto.
Absolutely, man. I love that for you. Your summers now. What are you doing in the summertime? Are you taking some time off for a little bit? Are you just training? Like, what's a summer like for Sam?
So last summer, we started August 1st. We were here skating and lifting 5-6 days a week. And our last game was April 14th. What is that? How many months is that? 8 months?
Fuck, dude. I don't know. I didn't sign up to do some math tonight. 8 months?
Over 8 months. That's a long season. So we didn't show up August. Then we had to show up the second week of August this year. So I took like a few weeks off, just go fishing, like 2 or 3 weeks off, and jump back in May.
So that's really what you do then. You're kind of like a Ryan Hartman. You just go off the grid for a bit and just kind of do your thing and get in touch with nature, eh?
Yeah, go fishing. Well, and last year especially too, we couldn't see family or friends for 3 months, so I feel like this kind of have to be a normal person in society too for a few 2 or 3 weeks and get back at it, get back in the weight room and let the body heal too. That's a long time. It's a long season.
Yeah, like absolutely, man.
Up after that, especially after making the run we did and like all the travel and everything beats you up, so you need to let your body, it's like you have to let your body heal before you push it coming back in the weight room and skating.
Yeah, for sure, man. Jeez. I have a hard enough day getting out of bed and going to work retail for a fucking day, so what was that?
It's different. Well, you're doing that for 9 hours. You work out for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and skate for an hour and a half, so it's a little different. I can go back and sleep. You can't, so
god damn, are you giving me credit for working retail?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's different.
I've always said that the retail workers are the real athletes here.
Yeah.
Hey, the bod might not look like it, but the mental game is strong as hell.
Good.
So I kind of want to tie this back into the wild to kind of end things here and wrap it up. Thanks again for being the first like person on here. Like I just love chatting with you and getting to talk to you again, man. It's been a minute, but do you know any of the Wild prospects? Cause I know, I'm pretty sure you haven't even gotten to participate in development camp because of injuries.
No, I haven't. Cause it was 2018. I had surgery.
Yeah.
2019. I had surgery. Then 2020, COVID, right? The last year was COVID too. So it's been 4 years since, and I haven't been at a single development camp, but I went there and met people and obviously like went to all the meetings and stuff, but it is different getting to know all the people when you're skating. So not really. I know Nick Swaney a little bit.
I was going to say, you probably out of anyone know some of the collegiate guys. I know that Cole Caulfield follows you on Instagram. How do you know him?
Oh, I just played them in NTDP.
Like, gotcha.
My freshman year, they beat us, but a lot of us were out, and tough coming back from Christmas break without skating and playing.
Do you know Boldy at all?
No, I don't know any of the guys really.
Okay. I mean, you will eventually once you crack that bottom six. So you're like, fuck bottom six, buddy. I want top six. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, hopefully, but I haven't put any thought into that. I've just been focused on St. Cloud.
Yeah, for sure. So 19, that's your number. I think it's been your number everywhere you've gone, right?
No, I was 20 in high school.
Okay.
15 in Des Moines and Tri-City. I'm pretty sure, maybe Tri-City, I was 11. And then 15 up for the USA and the World Junior A Challenge. Usually, I was the youngest on the college team, so I just got number 19. I didn't really get to choose.
All right, well, shit, I'm fucking stupid. I thought you were always 19. But so your USA number, what is that again?
I don't know my Olympic
jersey. Really? Because I saw a chart and it had you as a number.
I haven't seen that chart then.
I wanted to say it was 11. Or no, maybe it was 12.
Because I put down 19, 20, and 12.
Okay, so they did have you put down number choices. Three numbers,
yeah.
Okay. 19 was the first one?
Mm-hmm. 20 and then 12. I grew up with number 12, too.
Team USA has you listed at number 12 right now, bud.
Perfect.
But there is no 18 or 19. Oh, just kidding. 19 is Brendan Brisson.
Yeah, that kid's nasty.
20 is Stephen Kampfer.
Oh, he's a greasy vet, Stephen Kampfer. He had a stint with the Wild. Remember that, Dev?
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot about that fella. It's exciting to see dudes on the roster that are actually older than me. Feels like Team Canada is like all dudes in their 40s, and Team USA is all like 22 and under.
Yeah, that fake list that came out with like Danny Heatley and all those guys for Canada. what would you do, Sam, if you lined up in the face-off circle and you were just, I know Heatley doesn't play center, but what if you were just looking at Danny Heatley? Like what would you do?
Try to win the draw. It'd be pretty cool though.
That's such a good question, because I don't know if you know the Danny All-Star like Twitter, you know, like
not Danny Heatley. I don't
yeah
know.
Not of course you do.
Yeah, everyone knows that one, but
the Bagel Bites, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what do you have, 50 back-to-back years?
50 and 07,
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you have in 06? You had a ton of goals in 06 too.
Ooh, I mean, you play with Alfredson and Spezza, you're getting a lot of goals. Are you looking up right now? Are you statting it up?
Yeah, I'm interested.
God, I got to get you in my analytics department.
Yeah, he had 50 in 05, 06 too.
Okay, so it was 06 and 07 back to back.
He had 41 in 02, 03.
Yeah, he had 50 on the nose 2 years in a row. And then 07, 08, he missed 7 games, but still potted 41.
Yeah. Jesus.
Scored the best of them.
So yeah, I mean, we'll wrap this up here. Won't get anything too crazy out of you. Let's just say you guys are manifesting that you win gold, right? So besides being with your teammates and the cup and, you know, doing all that stuff, like what is the first like beverage that you want, do you think? Like you're 22, so you can say this.
Glass of milk, probably.
Oh my god.
What?
Chocolate milk recovery.
Dude, you had media training before this shit, didn't you?
Oh my god, that's the most athlete answer I've ever heard.
Chocolate fucking milk. No, it wasn't even chocolate milk.
Like chocolate protein too. I said milk the first time, but
are you hanging out with Zach Parise? Is he training you?
No, why?
He was a sponsor for milk, I'm pretty sure.
He sure was. That's a straight out of the Parise playbook right there.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk. Fairlife.
Oh my Look god, at this fucking guy. This guy's got a jug of Fairlife is the best though. I'm lactose intolerant, so I love a good Fairlife every once in a while.
Figured you'd be lactose intolerant.
You fucking ass. But yeah, I know you're still in the same spot there. You got your nice little mini fridge there, so that's good to see. That's good to see that you're still doing the same thing.
The television that I think I've turned on 3 times this whole year.
Dude, that's in the same spot it was in.
No, it used to be up there, but I can like flip it around.
Oh my god, you're living. Can you give us a little tour?
I've always said there's nothing more understandable than a backwards virtual tour.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
Got some clothes,
then I probably got the shoe rack. Got this over there and there. So it's going. It's living life up here in St. Cloud.
Yeah, you're living lavish, buddy. Nice and close to the shell too. Who's living in the shell these days?
No one is.
No one is.
Houses now.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, the shell is the infamous, you know, just place of Robbie Jackson and Patrick Newell, some seniors when Sammy was playing his freshman year, and it's literally above a gas station. I know you visited there a couple times. Did you ever get to spend a night there?
No, luck. I would rather sleep in the dorms than there, but that's just personal choice.
Oh, I love that. All right, well, we've been going at this a good amount. Thanks again, man. Thanks for doing this so much. I wish you the best of luck when you're playing with USA. And is there anything that you want to leave off with or anything, or do you want me to close this baby out?
Go Huskies.
Legendary. All right, Sammy. Well, I love it. The fans get close to this guy, get to know him, look up at his elite prospects. Like, he's going to be putting on a show here in Beijing over the next little bit. So get ready for that. And also, thank you for tuning in to the first episode of The Call Up with Kid Jen. Sam Hench is the star of the show here. So thanks again, everybody, Sammy, and hope you have a great weekend and nice little week.
Thank you so much.